Yellow callers, you've reached Why Not at 346-6644. And if you haven't heard about it yet, our new Los Angeles diverter at 935-8203. That's 935-8203. We also have our lineup. Yeah, phone company's been goofing it up all week, and we've been having problems, but we're up for the week, and we're going to have a great tape for you to get back from everything. I'm sorry Steve Bill Canyon couldn't be here, but he had other matters to attend to. We're going to have a mailbag on this tape, and we've got a whole bunch of interesting comments that you're going to love to hear. And now, we're going to listen to a little bit of the Synergy, and I think we're going to go on with the tape. Does it sound like we're going to go on the tape?
Fine with me.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Mr. Watts, this is ACDC, and I am sponsoring the first annual ACDC telephone quiz. I am asking you nicely if I can use your line for it. What will happen is, at the end of this tape, I'm going to ask a question. On Friday, when you're taking comments again, the first person to call up and leave the answer will win a prize, and I am supplying the prize. So if you don't mind, on Saturday night when you're putting the tape together, you can give me a call and tell me who is the first person to give the correct answer, and I will give the answer after I give the question, and you can edit that out, okay? And I won't say what the prize is, but next Friday, I will leave a comment saying what it was. Okay, people, here is the question for the ACDC telephone quiz. Who wrote the screenplay for the movie Alien? I repeat, who wrote the screenplay for the movie Alien? Okay, that's the question. Now, Bruce, you can edit this part starting about now. Okay, I've given Bruce the answer. The first person to call in on Friday and leave the correct answer will win a prize. And on the Friday preceding that, when after the winner has been announced, the winner, you can leave your address. You should identify yourself also when answering the question. Leave your address for Bruce, and then I will send it to Why Not, and he will forward it to you. And the prize has something to do with telephones, and it's a lot of fun. So that is the question for the ACDC telephone quiz, and it's a fun prize, and you'll have a good time with it. So, Bruce, give me a ring Saturday night and tell me who wins. If anybody, if no one wins, I'll run a different quiz next week, and I'll ask a different question. Also, members of the Why Not staff are not acceptable to the quiz. In other words, Bruce, Lynn, Steve, you cannot give me the answer, and I will not give you the prize. Okay, so get out there and give me the answer, and I'm going to send you a nice prize. This is ACDC. I bid you good day.
Yes, to win the ACDC telephone quiz, all you must do is leave the correct answer on the input along with your name and address, and if you want a phone number where I can reach you to tell you that you are the first person to leave me the answer. Also, I forgot to mention, this tape is for the week of September the 17th, 1979. And now, on to the next comment. Hey!
This is Steve 24, and I just wanted to say that I'm sorry that July went down for a few days. People don't have to call comment lines or a particular comment line if they don't want to. And the fact that various comment lines from time to time get harassed, well, it's very unfortunate. Glad to see you guys are up and working again. Goodbye.
Hello, Bruce and Steve. This is the wild and crazy guy. And I am calling at 10:15 in the p.m. And I would like to know, why has the Van Nuys zygote at 989-3399 in the 21308 code been down? And no jokes about Skylab, please. Do you know when it will be back up and why it went down, please? I heard it go up, and Brian announced on your line that it was up, and as soon as he announced it, it was up for a day, and then it went back down. Do you know why? I'd appreciate any information on this. Thank you very much, and do it.
Me? Well, I'm, of course, Glenn Woodland Hills, or Bruce, have no idea why the 989-3399 zygote is down. Brian, feedback, if you'd like to comment about it, feel free to on our next input. Next comment, please.
Yay! Why not back out? All right. Well, this is Casey Alita.
And Lynn Woodland Hill.
Saying a how do you? Why not? I hate to keep pressing, should I say, about this, but friends, we're not getting any subscriptions to the Braille newsletter. Come on, people!
Come on, people. Don't be embarrassed if the only thing you can read is a piece of cardboard with Braille on it.
Really?
Be fortunate that somebody actually cares to publish something for you to read.
Even though it may have about 4 or 5 mistakes. forget I said that.
But, hey, the Braille newsletter will be coming out. Oh, I'm just a regular newsletter for...
Give up?
Okay. Why not, people? Thank you for listening. This has been Linwood and Hills and...
Whoever it was, Casey Alita.
Yeah, whoever it was saying so long for now, and goodbye.
Okay, I'm not going to ask what everyone else of what happened, because I think I figured out that something weird, I must have disconnected your phone. Okay, I was wondering, here's my question. I've heard of, okay, you know that there is a crossbar step-by-step switching in ESS, electronic switching. I was wondering, what cities basically have panel switching? I heard there's a lot of open cities in panel. I was wondering if you guys know any cities. I heard New York does. Any others? That's about it, so...
I also rumored that there is panel up in San Francisco, but I am not sure exactly where or what prefix. Is this any San Francisco phone freaks can let us know? It would be appreciated. Next comment, please.
Hello, this is Mark from Granada Hills, calling Wednesday night, the 5th of August. I mean, what am I saying? 5th of September. Anyway, I'd like to know why I haven't gotten your list of telephone entertainment lines sent in a stamp-addressed self-envelope about a month and a half, 6 weeks ago. That is it. Thank you.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with what you sent us. It's just that we're having production problems with the newsletter. Mainly, I'm having a hard time finding time to do it between school, work, and sleep. Next.
Hello, party. This is Steve the Wild and Crazy Guy.
And Brian, hey, wow, hey.
God, are we glad to see this line back up?
Yeah, it's our favorite.
God, man, what would we do without Line Not? I was ready to hang myself from the ceiling.
Yeah, and I was ready to cut my wrist with a...
That's okay, we don't...
Knife.
Oh, God. But what were we going to do?
I was even thinking about one of those electric turkey knives.
God, we're glad to see it up, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
God, hey, now what else can we say?
Well, the news will be coming up shortly.
Yeah, we're going to have the news with Brian. Hey, wow.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, what can I say?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But anyways, hey, this line is really radical. You know, I didn't really realize what would happen without it.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, we're glad to suit up, and, you know, hey, the hell with the person who shut it down. So, yeah. Hey, we'll be right back in a little bit with the news. Okay, bye, guys.
Okay, hey, that's goodbye.
This is the Why Not Weekly Update with your host, Steve, the Wild and Crazy Guy, and Special Anchorman,
Brian of Hey Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. Good evening, Steve.
Good evening, Brian. And this is the Why Not News.
God, that reminds me of some old news program I used to hear.
Yeah, Brian and Steve. Oh, well, anyways, in the news. Yes, boy, we have not been up lately. Yes, it's been due to technical difficulties beyond our control and the Why Not staff's control. Well, we'll be into that in one of our top stories in the news. And now the news. Express. Laura 805's line, yes. The famous Laura 805 is now earning her own comment line, Express Line, in the Newhall, Saugus area, supposedly named after her favorite radio station, XPRS. Dan Duolfain has now numbers forwarding to it in the Orange County.
Well, now it's time for my ego trip, so I'm just going to sort of plug my line. Hey, wow, is up, running conferences. And by Friday, which I think that this tape will be played about then, it will be an automatic about 12 hours a day running in the evenings. And I'm planning on still running comments sometimes during the day. So, hey, why don't you watch that on 213-787-9991.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And now we have a little story. Most of you have probably noticed, who are normal callers, that, yes, why not, has been down. We're sorry. We had our own problems, too. Many people decide to commit suicide. One person even decided to stick, well, you can guess, the telephone jack somewhere, electrocute himself, and that was the end of him. Sorry, but don't worry, people, it's back, and you don't have to worry any longer. But it happened to this line, dual phase, and another person's private phone number, which we'll not mention. The person has not been discovered yet, but when it comes up, I'm sure you all will get a little hint in on it.
Well, the feedback replaying party, September 1st, held on Straw Hat Pizza at the corner of Ventura and Van Nuys, was held, and it turned out to be a great hit. Such favorites showed up as the famous Steve Bluefline and Brian W. Feedback, along with Lori Montadoro. Too bad I can't say much about her because this is not Freaky Phone. And so, yeah, I attended that, and it was really pretty good. The bomb show was real neat, and they almost look like real guns, too. So, hey, yeah. Too
bad. Maybe they were real guns.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that when I jumped in front of the cops and said, hold it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you can't help it being schizophrenic.
Yeah. Okay, well, why not just have some new changes that I'm sure you all have heard of. And what we missed, Bruce, will probably fill you in. You can go ahead and tell them about it.
Okay, the why not changes consist of not wanting any types of perversion, sexually oriented words, etc. on the line, and they say that this will make the line sound much better to the callers, because they say that it has been going around, but the why not callers' comments are not up to par to other comment lines, and it makes them look sort of level-headed compared to such other lines' callers. So why not callers? Why not make your comments a lot better? Yeah, it's really easy just to write out your comments, and it really works out great.
Yeah, well, it's not just very much. Keep them clean. I mean, look at us. God, we've got all our news set up here. What can I say?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, and it's that time again. Time for the weekly Why Not Trivia. Yeah, movie trivia. Woo! Yeah, with your trivia, Steve Lowe, crazy guy. Hang on, let me get my little sheet here. Okay, yeah, Close Encounters 2 coming out. The new Close Encounters. No, it's not 2. That's just what they're calling it, because it is the original movie with some sequences added and omitted from the first movie. Yes, you'll even be taken inside the mothership. Roy and Yuri will chase the mothership, and the mashed potato scene will be taken out. If you are not into Close Encounters, sorry. Okay, Jaws 3, People Zero, is a spoof on the making of the first two movies put out by National Lampoon. Should be very funny and very gory.
Sounds like
yeah.
It to me.
Hey, all right. And since you're a little far out, Brian, hey, let's hear about Battlestar Galactica, man.
Yeah, Battlestar Galactica is coming back. Yay, fun, psychedelic, and other fun words.
Huh.
Because they were down for a little while because they were sort of canceled off the screen, but I guess due to viewers' points of view, sending in letters to the editorials and such whatever, they must have gotten enough response to put the show back on the air.
Yeah.
That should be good, because it was really the only good science fiction on TV, except for such oldies as Twilight Zone.
Yeah, totally. Hey, what would we do without our Vipers? Okay, we're going to end the news real quick. We're going to go into the 12 inches tall of hot plastic. Yes, hot plastic. The alien doll. You guessed it, for all you people who like hairy, scary space creatures. Yes, it's an alien put up by Kenner Doll, Kenner Toys. The doll of the alien, and it even has push-button operated jaws. Yeah, hey.
That would sure scare me if I was in the dark.
Oh, me too. Okay, this has been the Why Not News with your host, Steve Wild and Crazy Guy, and special anchorman,
Brian Haywell.
Yeah. Hey, Haywell. All the news staff, Brian, myself, and it's courtesy of myself and the Why Not News staff, and Why Not. Have a good day.
And make it a Haywell day. And Why Not, too.
This concludes Flight 1 of the Why Not comment tape this week.
We will momentarily return you to side two and more comments and mailbag. Please bear with us. We will be auto-reversing momentarily. Hello and welcome to Side 2. We'd like to apologize to Eric North Hollywood who left us his comment. Unfortunately, the tape kind of got eaten up in the process of us transferring it from one cassette to the other. So next week, would you mind leave us the comment again so we will try to play it back. Next comment, please.
Watts or Steve Bell Canyon. This is Dan Northridge. Please, please answer this comment if you can. The question I'm asking is, how much history, I mean, I'd like to know some phone history as far as the lines go. I mean, I've heard of a lot of old lines that were up, joke lines like Vermont, and I've heard of other joke lines and conferences and things. Is it possible you can give at least a brief you know, go through a few of the major lines that have been around, especially if you can go into the earliest history of phone lines. I've heard there was something called Ben a long time ago, and maybe the callers could help out, and I've left this same comment on other lines about three times, maybe, and I'm kind of tired of asking it, so please give me an answer. Okay?
Okay, as far as I know, give you a brief rundown of what lines were up in what year. Superphone was up in 1973. In 1974, Laughline and Fluke, I believe, was up. I believe Convicts were also up in 1974. Tummies was up in 74. 75 was Fun Phone. 76, I believe, Shoka's Hotline was up in operation, but that only lasted for about 6 months. The main line, I think the main line was a joke line that ran from somewhere around 1974, 1973 up to 1976, and it was terminated. So I'm not exactly sure on these dates. If anybody has any real definite, can pin it down to the summer of 75, you know, to a certain era, can you please let us know, because I'm not even sure of half of these myself. Let's see. Well, Dual Phase has been up since last year around this time. They're having, I believe, their first birthday celebration, and Why Not has been up since March of 78. If anybody else has any a complete chronology and a list or something, they can leave us, feel free to do so. We'd really like, me, myself, and possibly Bruce and Steve Bell Canyon, would like to hear possibly the history of telephone entertainment, maybe as a some sort of a mini-series on this line. Who knows? Whatever. That does it for that subject. On to the next comment.
Genesis from Beverly Hills. Hi again. I know I keep calling, but I want to say hi to Mark, Panorama City. Hi.
Hello. I'm located in a comment pertaining to politics. I have the feeling that President Carter has never been solving inflation, that he has no ability of doing, and that he is a real tourist. A real, oh, I don't use the word, but I think President Carter is the worst president we've ever had. Sorry, connection, I think, I think his ability should, shut up. He keeps on saying all his personal ideas to his brother, So anyway, this has been another comment from the great MD. Thank you. Well, hello. This is John, Old City, and I'd like to leave a comment today pertaining to TV. Now, every time I turn on TV set, I see about five commercials, then I watch this real bad program. Then I turn it off.
No, that's not the end of his comment. That's the end of the tape. We're sorry, but the tape kind of ran out. I'm kind of interested in what happened after he turned off the TV set. Next comment, please.
King comments? My goodness. This is the Boston Back Burner. Leaving my first comment ever on Why Not. Not knowing I would be leaving a comment on Why Not. Very little to say. Nice line, guys. You do some nice work. You seem to have mostly intelligent callers, leaving fairly intelligent comments. Hey, what the hell can I say? Have a nice day. Ta-da.
I just have to say the Amityville Horror is a great movie. I saw it the other night, a couple nights ago. Really good. It kept my interest. It wasn't boring. It's not as scary as people think it is. It's a little bit on the funny side sometimes. It's really, really nice movie. Also, Blue Oyster Cult. New record, Mirrors, is number one.
Hi, this is Rob from Northridge. And I know there's a lot of people out there that like to collect joke lines and, you know, things like that, and comment lines, just like Why Not. And unless nobody knows Why Not, it's 346-6644. But there are other ones, and starting out with the joke lines.
Oh, hold it right there, Rob. We got a really bunch of nice numbers on there, and you mentioned a lot of the big ones, but take up a lot of time. We'd just like to mention, if you wanted to have them all written down, or for anybody that wants to share them, all you have to do is write in and get a copy of our joke line and entertainment line list. And unless you're a moron and can't even write, what you do is you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Why Not, Post Office Box 3904, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And we'll send you a whole list of every number that we know of that works, and even some that you didn't know of. And now to save a little time, let's get on to the next comment, okay?
Howdy, y'all. This is Brian from Connecticut. I'm just calling to thank Kevin. Thanks, Kevin. Talking to me the other day, and I'd like to know, where else can I get a coupler? Because, you know, fools of the phone company don't even know what a goddamn coupler is, you know? So, thanks for talking to me, and goodbye.
Hi, I'm Maris, and I'm from Gemini, and I want to tell everyone hi. Hi, I'm Elaine Van Eyes, and I'm calling to say that I really love this line a lot, and that I saw the movie Americathon, and that it's a really lousy movie, and I'd recommend it for, you know, no one to see it. It's really bad, and I'd like to know if anyone has seen it to tell me what they thought of it. Thank you.
Now, just what kind of a mind would consider this an entertaining thing to do with his time?
Hi, this is Sue Northridge, and just like to ask you people at Why Not if you know of any conference lines. Thank you.
Well, if you want to pay for a conference, you could always dial 989-5643 and use Alex's conference, but you have to pay to use that, or you get zapped off his line faster than this. Next comment, please.
Yes, Jennifer Beverly Hills. I'd like to say that to apologize to Jim Dennis for something that happened, and to Bruce, who thinks I'm a bullshitter. Everyone thinks I am, but I'm not. And that I really enjoy conference a lot, and that it has improved. And I'm going to send in money, Alex. I really am. And I guess that's all. Huh? This is Jennifer from Beverly Hills again. I'd like to say hi to a couple people. I'd like to say hi to Scott Beverly Hills, Bruce Panorama City, Jim Venice, Mark Panorama City, and Lori Montebello. That's it. Bye.
Talking voice downtown, Talk City.
Okay, this is Stacy DC, and I have an update for everybody. A new line is up in Glendale, Odyssey. A new comment line being planned for Glendale, California. All you people that want to call Odyssey, run by Kelly Zygott, you can reach it at 213-956-0069. That's Odyssey at 956-0069.
He came down and it was left on the ground.
Hello, this is Jennifer Beverly Hills again. I just wanted to see if there's anyone interested in the theater. There's some good plays coming. There's On the 20th Century, which is an excellent play. I saw in New York. And there's Oliver, if you've ever seen the stage play. Danson and Death Trap Left Bow. Danson's really good. And if anyone's interested in the theater or anything, I just wanted to let you know to go see that. I also wanted to say I've never called this line at all, and I think it's very different from Alex. And I think Alex's line's coming along really good. There's also another thing. If Jim Dennis is out there listening...
Uh-oh, the tape kind of ran out on you. Sorry about that. Next comment, please.
Hello, why not? This is Uncle Freaky with a topic of somewhat current interest. It's sort of a two-part question. One, is capital punishment a deterrent to crime? And two, if it's not, should we have it anyway? Goodbye.
Well, callers, there we have it. We have another open topic for discussion for our next input tape. Well, here's some more open topics. We're going to talk about... movies, food. Yeah, I have heard of some food comments, believe it or not. Things you did during the summer, things that you're doing in school that you didn't do last year that are unique. Who knows?
Okay, thank you very much, Lynn, for that interesting insight. And now we're going to go on to the Why Not Mailbag. Hey, yeah, that's right, folks. We're going to go into the Why Not Mailbag, and we'll be starting our very first letter right now. And it's from, this one's from Elaine Van Nuys. And Elaine writes, or she's also known as Smiley Van Nuys, "Hello, this is a request that you send me this month's Why Not newsletter. Why Not is really a line I enjoy listening to. It's not boring listening to the Why Not tapes, unlike other lines. I give you compliments on the line. Well, just keep up the outstanding work. Good luck. Stay number one. You're number one on my list, for whatever good that is. Thanks, and please send me the Why Not newsletter. Smile, have a nice day. This is from Smiley Van Nuys." Okay, thanks a lot, Elaine, for that nice letter. Let's see here. Also, we've got a request for the newsletter from Carla Van Nuys. And let's see here, and another letter. This one's from Dave Canoga Park, and he says that I'm a new caller to your line, and I think it's the best around. I'm interested in starting my own joke and comment line. Who isn't? And I'm wondering if you have any advice for me. And could you also please send me your Why Not newsletter and telephone line list? Thank you very much. And best wishes, Dave Canoga Park. Okay, thanks, Dave. And if you write into the P.O. Box, which one more time for you dumb people, is 3904 Woodland Hills, California, 91365, we'll send you a copy of the newsletter, maybe even a note concerning that. Let's see what else we have here in the way of mail. Let's see here. Here's one from Mike Woodland Hills. He's just asking for the the number list and the newsletter, and he also says the tapes sound great. Thanks, Mike, for that interesting letter. Let's see, what else have we got hanging around here? We've got a letter. Here's one. Steve Wild and Crazy Guy, please write us in and send us an envelope. We have a letter for you from Popcorn. Okay, a letter requesting the number list and the newsletter, and sorry I couldn't write a full letter from Ron Santa Monica. Diane Sherman Oaks, same thing almost. Hi, your line is great. Please send me the newsletter and line list. and she enclosed a quarter for her thing. You can either enclose a quarter or a self-addressed stamp envelope. Let's make this quick. Also, one from ACDC, dear Wynette. I wrote to you because you need some good mail. I got a few things to say. First, to Lori Express. I heard your first tape and enjoyed it. You've got a good thing going, so keep it up. Second, I'm sorry if I overdid it on the Watch Towers thing, but after hearing the comment by an unknown person insulting me, it just really pissed me off. Last, but not least, to Brian Feedback and Steve Blueplan, I left a comment on your last tape praising Feedback. But when you made fun of it, it made me stop and think, why did I waste my time and money calling Feedback input just be made fun of? I certainly won't do it again. That's all I've got to say this time, so au revoir until I write again. Electrical Years, ACDC. We're running out of tape here. Okay, and now, as I sit here sorting through and getting all these letters back in the order in which they were received and by whom they were received, I'd just like to tell you that this tape will be auto-reversing in just a minute. You'll be back to side one of this tape being issued a little bit late, and here we go, auto-reverse.